our lives the way we need Him to. Amen. Aren't you glad to know that He's able to meet our needs? Praise the Lord. Without anything else in the service, we're honored to have the Spencer family tonight, and at least this portion of them. Amen. Brother Doug, would you come and bring your family? And let's just continue to worship the Lord. Let's make them feel a welcome in Ohio. Could you do that?
Well, it's hard to believe that it was 29 years ago, Brother Hurst, and although you can't tell it, I am a little older than he is. You know, we met this fine young man who came to our church, and, we didn't know much about holiness. We didn't know about OBI or Export or any of those colleges back when I was a kid. So when I went to school on Monday morning, it was diametrically opposed to what I'd been at church on Sunday night, going to public school. And so school wasn't real important to me back in those days. Thank God God's given us a Christian school since then, and things are changed. But anyway, we met these young men that had been to Bible school. They were on fire. They preached these messages that I just couldn't believe it. I mean, a young guy like Clifford come by just, you know, still wet behind the ears, man. He preached these messages, and I just couldn't believe it, you know. And I still don't preach very good messages. You might ought to shout so you don't have to listen to me tonight. I don't know. But I love the Lord, and He's the master. He's the master. Thank you, buddy. Just a little bit about us. I got three kids here with me. My wife will tell you who they are. But we've got five other children at home. We have eight children, five boys, three girls. They're all at home. In fact, they're probably getting ready for church. They're in Avenel. My oldest son will be preaching. And then my second son's there doing the music. And the third son is there with them as well. Then these. And then I have two more that attend church there in Riverdale. And they were working for the Lord today. That's because in 1965, when I was 8 years old, my dad went to Riverdale, California and started a church in a little one-horse town in a little building that was 16 feet wide and 35 feet long. And it was me and my sister Darla, who's 2 years younger than me, and we had a baby brother that was, he was 6 years younger than that. He was just 6 months old when we went. Since then, the Lord blessed my mom and dad with two more children, Jana, who's another 6 years younger than Brian, and Chuck, who's 6 years younger than that. And he's likes 15 days being 20 years younger than I am. And he's probably preaching at home in Riverdale, but each of those kids are in their place doing what they're supposed to do for God this morning. And so I have a heritage. Not only have a heritage for that, I'm Pentecostal tonight, because when my grandmother, who passed away in April just before choir tour, we probably told you about that when we came, she was 100 years and 6 months old. When she was a little girl in Willow Springs, Missouri, the influenza was at epidemic portions. 20,000 people worldwide lost their lives. They were Methodists in those days, but their mom said, "You would have those people from down there come pray for you." Those Pentecostal people. They came and they prayed, and before the night was out, my grandmother and her little sister were up, and God healed them and moved them on. And that's why I'm here tonight. And God's good, folks. Oh, is there never any problems? I can't tell you that. There's struggles and there's hard times. But you know, at every turn, my folks have taught us that whenever you hit that place where it looks like there's nowhere else to turn, throw yourself on the mercies of God. Ask Him for His mercy, because He said they would be new each and every morning. Amen. I'm going to turn this to these kids. Amen. Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Well, these are our three youngest children. Twyla on this end is 24 years old, and Tiffany is 22, and Dwight is 13, and we're just thankful to be here tonight. And you know, we're not here to show you anything. I mean, you've got preachers, you've got singers, you've got musicians, but we just want to come along beside you tonight and encourage you, and let you know there's somebody else that serves the Lord, and we just all want to make it to heaven together.
Thank you. when anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection of His love and mercy to them. When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, let them see Him.
I'm not looking for fortune, and I'm not seeking for fame.
I'm not so concerned that all the world knows my name. Oh no. But I am consumed with one passion, to share what the Lord's done for me. And I want my life to shine with His light, so all those around me can see. When anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection of His love and mercy to them. When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, let them see Him. Every good and perfect gift that I possess was sent from the Father above. Give thanks for the way that I've truly been blessed. I'll open my heart and give to this world His love. Oh, when anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection of His love and mercy to them. When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, let them see Him. When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, when anyone looks at me, when anyone looks at me, let them see Him.
Well, I'm thankful for the Lord tonight. You may be seated if you want, if you would like. I'm so thankful I have the opportunity of knowing Jesus Christ. He is everything to me, and that's my heart's cry. When anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus. I'm so thankful for His Holy Spirit that came into me as a young person and just put this desire in me to work for Him. But sometimes we lose our way, or things look hard. I'm here to tell you tonight that I serve a God that Nothing's too hard for him. He doesn't get bum-fuzzled when something comes up that, you know, us humans sometimes, like, which way do we go? Where do we turn? God said that he can change anything that's bad into something good. Not only can he change something that is bad for good, he turns it around. Sometimes we think this is the worst thing that could ever happen, but God is using that for something good to happen. He can turn a situation around. There is nothing too hard for my God. If you have a question or a trouble or anything in your life that you feel like this cannot be right, I'm here to tell you that God can turn it around for you tonight.
God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around. I know it may be midnight, but joy is soon to come. I know it may be midnight, but joy is soon to come. I know it may be midnight, but joy is soon to come. Turn around, turn around, turn around. God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, my God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
Why don't you give him all the praise? 'Cause God is in control.
Give him all the praise, 'cause God is in control.
Come on and give him all the praise,
'cause God is in control. Turn around, turn around, turn around. God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
Why don't you give him all the praise? 'Cause God is in control.
Give him all the praise, 'cause God is in control. Give him all the praise, 'cause God is in control. Turn around, turn around, turn around. God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
And he gives beauty for ashes and joy for my pain.
Praise for my sadness, I remember his name. Mourning into dancing and sorrow into joy. Every day will be sweeter than the day before.
Yes, he gives beauty for ashes and joy for my pain.
Praise for my sadness, I remember his name. Mourning into dancing and sorrow into joy. Every day will be sweeter than the day before. God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
And he gives beauty for ashes and joy for my pain.
Praise for my sadness, I remember his name. Morning into dancing, sorrow into joy. Every day will be sweeter than the day before.
Yes, he gives beauty for ashes and joy for my pain.
Praise for my sadness, I remember his name. Morning into dancing and sorrow into joy. Every day will be sweeter than the day before. God said he would turn it around. My God said he would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
Oh, what the devil meant for evil, my God'll make it good.
Turn around, turn around, turn around.
Yes, what the devil meant for evil, God'll make it good.
Turn around, turn around, turn around.
Just give him the praise tonight, church. He's in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight and to feel His Spirit. In the book of Mark chapter 9, there's a story. And it's about a man that brings his son to Jesus, and he was possessed of a deaf and dumb spirit. And he brings him, and Jesus immediately tells the disciples, cast him out, and they could not. And I think that's the church sometimes. We're like, we can't do that. That's too big. I don't have enough faith to do that. But the man brought his son to Jesus, and Jesus said, do you have enough faith? And he said, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And sometimes as set Christians, we forget that, you know, He can help us with just that little bit that we're struggling with. You know, we have faith, we believe in God, but just that little bit. We see this world around us and it's a mess. And we just have to have faith that He can turn it around. Have faith. Lord, help my unbelief. I believe, I know You are who You say You are, but help me with that little part that's just struggling just a little bit. I want to be full of faith tonight.
A deadened road. In the blink of an eye, it can spin out of control. When you feel like you're forsaken, and you feel like giving up, when there's nothing to believe in, and no one you can trust, faith gives you hope. And hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. It's a reason that a broken heart can mend. You can pick up all your pieces and learn to live again. You can't see it with your eye or touch it with your hand. Oh, but it moves through the soul of a woman and a man. Oh, faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. It's a reason that a broken heart can mend. Why you can pick up all your pieces and learn to live again. You can't see it with your eye or touch it with your hand. Oh, but it moves through the soul of a woman and a man. Oh, faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. 'Cause eyes have been opened, crutches thrown away. Lives can change forever with 1 ounce of faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. How I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious.
Amen. Can we worship Him tonight? Just lift your hands. Hallelujah.
All for grace to trust Him.
I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Somebody has the interpretation. We'll may just wait just a second here. I'm not in a hurry. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord. Taken a turn at leaving something somewhere. The first service we were preaching in Phoenix in the morning and Tucson that evening, and we got about a half hour down the road and my wife said, I left my songbook. And so we thought we were going to get to the motel in time to get changed and have a little time, and then but we ended up getting to change at the church. And Dwight's left something just about everywhere. Tiffany left her stuff, had to have it mailed to her. She left. Yeah, just keep bragging. You'll be the worst one. Twyla hadn't left anything. Tiffany left her ring and her Bible, had to get it mailed to her. And tonight I got to church, and I had left my tablet and my notebook. I have notes in my book, and I have notes in my tablet. I left them both at the motel. And here's my excuse. That's what I did. My excuse is we were packing up to leave from Shelby Street this morning, and I put it all in my laptop case so I didn't have to carry so many things out of the evangelist quarters, and it had been loose in the van. So whenever I got here at night, I didn't think a thing about it, figured it was right in the van, and I said, oh, hand me my notebook and hand me my tablet. And then I said, you're not going to do that because they're back in the room, and we didn't have time to go get it. So I walked in, and our good man back there wanted to know if I wanted some scriptures on the wall, and I was thinking, Lord, I hope we have something at all, much less scriptures on the wall. But I think God's met us already, and maybe I don't have much. It may not take long, but I got four words from this song and a few scriptures, and we're going to see what the Lord gives us here. The first word is faith. And chapter 11, if it's your custom to stand, that's fine. If not, it's fine. But if it is, this will be the scripture we'll honor, because I may read some more, and we won't have you jump up for those. But Hebrews chapter 11, you could have quoted it with me. Everybody in here probably knows it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move in our midst, open our heart. We thank you for you being here already. Lord, conclude this service in the way you see fit. We give it to you. We put it in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Faith is. Now, when I was a kid, I just had this picture of faith, Brother Clifford, about climbing out on a branch and sawing it off behind you. You know, how many of you know that's kind of what we've... But you know, that's not what faith is. Faith is built upon the fact that we do it over and over, and we see it over and over and over and over again. You know, I'm standing before you tonight because I know that Christ heals. I told you about my grandmother and what she did. Now, my grandfather on his side of the family, they went to a Amy McPherson meeting in St. Louis. And my grandpa's sister had polio. They took her in a wheelchair and she walked out. Amen. That's faith. And whenever I was a child, I had a high fever when I went to the... before I was a year old, I had scarlet fever. I was very sick. And they told my parents, said, you know, he's going to live, but he's not going to be strong and healthy like the other boys. But look at that, healthy. That's not healthy. I need to lose a little bit, but it's a lot more fun to put on than take off. Works just the same. You don't eat, you lose. You eat, you gain. But eating's a lot more fun. But you know what? My folks trusted God. I played high school football. I run. I still just get out and do what I want to do because God healed my body. He healed our children. We have no doubt that we know what God can do. This past week before last, we got a call. I got a call. I was in Searcy, Arkansas at a camp meeting that we stopped at on the way out here. My mom called me and she was really upset. She said, Dad, not been doing good. When we left, he had some pain in his leg. I wonder if it's a left or right. Doesn't really matter. But he got some antibiotics and it wouldn't do anything. So he called a doctor friend. He said, no, I'm not giving you any. You come in here and get checked. When he got in there, he said, I believe you got blood clots in your leg and there's something wrong with your heart. So tomorrow you're going to go get ultrasound. And they're going to see what you got, and you're going to go to the cardiologist. And so just right then I stopped. I prayed with my mom. I said, Lord, we're going to believe that they don't find any. And we went in to the meeting, and I told those folks that we really just met that week about the need, and boy, they prayed with us and believed. And In fact, they had a little gal come up to me, and she had quite a story. She told me, she said, I want to pray for your dad, and I let anybody pray with me. She said, I want to pray with your dad because I know God can take care of heart conditions. She said she had a condition. They went to the hospital. They said, we can't do it because your heart's in such a mess, you won't be able to handle it. It'll kill you. And so the church went to prayer, and God put in this little gal a brand new heart and even changed her blood type. It's all on record. They have it all. God is amazing. But we got the call. I was supposed to know at 10 o'clock, called my mom the next day. I said, what happened when they went and had all that test? And he said, well, this is what they said. They said, we could see where they were, but he doesn't have any. Amen. You know, that's where we get faith. We don't have faith because we're crazy people or because we don't have. But we've got the Word of God. And I preached a message down the other night, and I just went through the book of Matthew, and I just read every time where it said Jesus healed them. He opened their eyes. Every time that he healed somebody. It was just went on and on and on and on and on. But that's where it starts, folks. It starts with faith. And it's not foolishness. It's built upon a proven experience, excuse me. And then the second word is hope. And got a scripture here I'd like to read. It's in Romans chapter 8. Give me 1 second to get there. I'd had him put it on the wall, but I didn't even know I was going to read it. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Hope. You know, without hope, we don't have much. The story is told about a little boy who was badly burned. And he was in the hospital, and didn't look good for him. And he wasn't doing good. He was getting worse and worse by day. And they sent a lady, she was a teacher, and they told her, said, we want you to go down. And she was in, said, this boy's behind on his English. So I want you to go down and give him his lessons each day. She went down there, and she went in and did what she's supposed to do. And she went out, and she said, I'm wasting my time. But you know how we are. We're getting paid. So she continued to go back. And you know what? In a few days, this little guy rallied. He started getting better. And in a few months, he was up and he was out. He was out of the hospital. And they asked him, said, well, what made the difference? He said, well, I didn't think I was going to live, said, but I didn't figure they'd send a teacher to a boy that was going to die. And that little bit of hope, it brought hope to his life. What is it that, you know, we have faith and then we have to have some hope. We have to have the understanding. Without hope, you're going to lay down and die. You're not going to make it. Hope. We've got to have hope. You know, when you give up hope, I just thought about those miners that were down in Chile, and they got down in that mine shaft. How far were they down? Like 500 feet, 300 feet. They were way down there. But you know what they did? They had a little hope. There was a guy down there who had his Bible. You've been reading this story. You know, I told our people, I said, you know what? Some of you up here, you're roaming around free, and you got less hope than they have because they had the light of Jesus Christ down in the bottom of that tunnel in Chile. So they had hope. And you're out here, and you're living for the devil, and you got no hope at all. You got hope if you can believe that Jesus Christ died for you. If you believe that, then the rest of the book works. The rest of the book works. Hope. Got to have some hope. Strength. Well, Brother Clifford said he came by 29 years ago. How many years did you come by, Mr. Bradley? 10 years ago. And you know, life was kind of like this. We saw some kids in here, 1 or 2 years old. See, there's the end over there at that wall. And when you're young like these guys, you're right here, you know, in front of this section. And you feel pretty good about yourself and you know, get to be a teenager. And you know, whenever I was a young man, and Brad, I was a young man one time, and Brother Clifford met me, I was pretty young that long years ago. You have that strength. God gives you strength. And you know, when you have that strength, it leads to that next word. And when you have strength, you got all kinds of courage. You're not afraid to try anything. I told people, I said, I'd try anything once, and if I live through it, I'll try it again. I mean, that's the kind of guy I was. Well, you probably had a short man's attitude. What else could I do? I was a short man. I mean, I've never been tall in my life. I'm still not tall. I try to stretch up once in a while. Don't be a bit of good. But that strength. You know, whenever you have faith and hope, and then you can rally, you can have that strength. But you know what? Sometimes, where do you get it? When it's almost gone. Have you ever been to that point where strength was almost gone? I mean, man, I don't know if I can make it. You know, and I know right now I'm kind of closer to this side than that side. And my strength isn't what it used to be. But because of my confidence in God, I still can do for God what I need to do. I still stand up. I can still trust in Him. And that strength, I mean, whenever you had that strength, you've got courage. It doesn't matter what you're facing. You can stand up. But I'm talking about a strength that only God can give. You know, some of you are facing some things tonight that you never thought you'd ever have to face. Life's kind of like that. It just hits us every which way. But you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to gird up your loins with some strength. You're going to have to get it from God, because you're not going to be able to get it anywhere else. Everything else can be pounding you on the head, beating you down. But you're going to have to remember that you believe in Jesus Christ, that you have a hope, that you have some strength, and you can have the courage to face tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's coming. Full force. I mean, we got a call the other day we weren't expecting, me and my wife. I just shook my head. I said, I didn't want to face that again. I faced that before. I don't want to face that again. And I had to go to church and preach that night. And we got to church and told my wife, I said, man, that thing is just driving me crazy. I can't get it off my mind. It just keeps coming back. I said, we put our hands together and we said, Lord, we got a job to do. Just take it away. And he took it away. You know what? You're not going to be able to carry it. I'm so thankful that my God said, cast all your burdens. Cast your cares upon Him, for He careth for... Say it real loud, Brother Hoffman.
You.
He cares for you. And I'm so glad when he didn't say, cast all your cares on Him, because He cares for Peter or Paul or Silas or whoever it was. He didn't say that, brother. He said He cared for you. And you, sister, right here, cares about you. And you, even these little guys right here, cares for each one of you, cares for you and you and you and the pastor and his wife and each and every one. I'm going to give the pastor a little boost right now. You have Bible on the desk up there. You know what sometimes we do? We love the pastor to live by it. Don't we? Don't you think they do, brother pastor? They want you to live by it? He's shaking his head for sure. He thinks I'm going to get him here. No, I'm not going to get him. He's looking a little leery. But you know, there's only maybe a dozen or two dozen scriptures, probably only a dozen, that are specific for me and Brother Clifford. They're to the pastor. The rest of it is for you as well. And you need to live it just like I live it. And if you're not living it just like I live it, you ain't living it. Faith gives us hope. Hope gives us the strength we need. And strength gives us courage to face tomorrow. How are we going to face tomorrow without it? Oh, I got everything in line. I got no problems. Woo. Feel sorry for you. Problems are coming to everybody. You ain't going to get out of life without them. You may wake up tomorrow and your arm ain't working, your leg's not working, something's not working right. What are you going to do? You're going to collapse and fall on the floor, or you're going to fall back on what you know? Faith, hope, strength, courage. Faith, hope, strength, courage. Faith, hope, strength, courage. Because of me and who I am? Well, the Bible says that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creature in Christ Jesus. It's not who I am, Brother Clifford. And I'm glad that Charles and Wilma Spencer are my parents. They've been good parents. I'm glad that Hazel Peters was my grandmother and Nolan was my grandfather. And I'd love to tell you the stories tonight about how we got to Pentecost and what God's done for us. But when I stand before God, He's not going to look back and see who they were. He's going to look for one thing. One thing. Faith. That I believe. Do I believe that Jesus Christ is who He said He is? Do I believe that He is who He said He is? Matthew chapter 27, chapter 9, verses 27 through 30, tells about two blind men who come and they follow Jesus. And they ask Jesus to heal them. He talked to them a minute and said if they could believe, they could be healed. God healed them. And then He said something to them that I find really humorous. He said, see that no one knows it. Think about it, buddy. They groped around in darkness. They probably begged on the streets of their city. Everybody knew them. I mean, the cities weren't that big. They didn't live in Rome. They were just in a small community. Everybody knew. And He said, see that nobody knows it. You know what that says to me tonight, folks? If we have a real encounter with Jesus Christ, everybody is going to know it. If we have a real encounter with Him, if He is to us what we say He is, it should show on us every moment of every day. Yeah, you don't have to go broadcast it because everybody's going to see it. Faith, hope, strength, courage to face tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. What have I got to face tomorrow? What did I have to face yesterday? I wasn't planning on facing the day before. But if our confidence is in Christ, we can make it. We can have that strength. And when we say, I think it's going to kill me, we can say, no, it's not. I've got from God what I need to make it one more day. I want you girls to come back. I want you to sing that chorus. In fact, sing that second verse again. Amen. And I apologize for leaving my notes, but I really think the Lord wanted me to give you what I gave you tonight anyway. Because He's the master of every situation. He knows where you're at. He knows where you'll be tomorrow. He knows all about you. And He has something special for you tonight. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Twyla. Thank you, Lord.
It's a reason that a broken heart can mend. You can pick up all your pieces and learn to live again. You can't see it with your eye or touch it with your hand. Oh, but it moves through the soul of a woman and a man. Faith gives you hope.
Stand with me tonight.
And hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith.
If you're in a situation tonight and you need a special touch from God, I want you to come. We want to pray for you tonight. Just come right up here and we just spread them across the front here. Brother Hurst. Come on, there's more. There's more that needs something from God.
Hope gives you strength.
Thank you.
Strength gives you courage to go on each day.
when you're praying for answer to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Life may lead you down a dead-end road. In the blink of an eye, it can spin out of control. When you feel like you're forsaken and you feel like giving up, when there's nothing to believe in and no one you can trust, faith gives you hope and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. It's a reason that a broken heart can mend. You can pick up all your pieces and learn to live again. You can't see it with your eye or touch it with your hand. Oh, but it moves through the soul of a woman and a man. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Eyes have been opened and grudge is thrown away. Lives can change forever with one ounce of faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. It's the reason that a broken heart can mend.
can pick up all your pieces and learn to live again. You can see it with your eye or touch it with your hand. Oh, but it moves through the soul. I'm a woman and a man. Oh, faith gives you all, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to faith. Faith gives you hope, and hope gives you strength. Strength gives you courage to go on each day. When you're praying for answers to things you can't change, when it's out of your hand, hold on to on my own. I lay my life before your throne. I will follow you wherever you lead. And if I lose sight of the path, be the road that takes me back. Lord, be everything to me. Be my dreams, Lord, be everything.
before your throne. I will follow you wherever you lead. And if I lose sight of the path, be the road that takes me back. Lord, be everything to me. Be my will, be my way, be my faith and be my peace. Be my rock, be my strength. Lord, be everything to me.